This is BI Radio.
Hi there. I'm Delaney Turner, editor of Cognos Performance Perspectives. I'm speaking today with one of the co-authors of Competing on Analytics, Jeannie Harris. Now, before we get too deep into analytics themselves, I'd like to discuss a sentence that struck me right off the top in Gary Loveman's introduction. He said it's his job not to have all the answers, but rather to ask penetrating and occasionally offensive questions that lead to insight. How different is that from the traditional approach of a CEO, and how common is it to find CEOs that take that approach?
Well, certainly Gary is not the typical CEO. In some ways, I think he is on the vanguard or a reflection of how executives are changing. We have a new generation of leaders coming into the C-suite who have grown up taking MBA programs, who are used to fact-based decision-making and a more analytical approach to decision-making.
The book is called Competing on Analytics, and you do provide some very compelling ROI studies to support your argument. But you also write that analytics alone are not enough. You outline that companies must apply them to a distinctive capability. They need executive-level commitment and an enterprise-level approach to managing them all. How difficult is it for a company to put all of these pieces together, and can it still compete if one of these pieces is missing?
Well, of course, many companies compete without any of these pieces. They just don't compete on analytics. Those companies that compete on analytics, however, do generally take some time in order to pull all the pieces together. This is a somewhat complex process. However, whether you compete on analytics, that is, analytics really are your differentiating capability, or whether you simply use analytics to manage your business more responsibly and effectively, everybody can get benefit from analytics and the kind of business intelligence tools and capabilities that they require. The catch is, to what extent is the impact going to be on your business? Most companies start by using analytics in a fairly tactical or mundane kind of way. They do exception reporting, or they look for a small kind of incremental improvement. Companies that compete on analytics are really differentiated by the fact that their use of analytics, not just in one aspect of their business, but in several or many, really provides them a competitive differentiation.
Could you give me an example of a major business decision that a company would make differently based on analytics?
Well, you know, just a few years ago, companies were making major decisions about what companies to acquire based nothing more than a few conversations and a handshake. Today, it's a much more analytical kind of process. In fact, one company that we profile in our book is called CEMEX, or CEMEX. They are one of the world's largest distributors of cement, and they actually use analytics very effectively to identify and evaluate their acquisition targets. But they don't really just stop there either. They use analytics for something they consider to be very strategic, which is determining how to staff that acquisition in order to best integrate them into their organization. So analytics are used in every step of the merger, acquisition, and integration process, whereas I think probably 10 or 20 years ago, such a thing would have been unheard of.
Provided the companies want to make the leap to get better at analytics, what would you recommend to them as the next step?
Well, you know, it really does depend where you are in this journey. A company that's analytically impaired doesn't even have the basic underlying data they need to use to make the most fundamental kinds of management decisions. They don't have executive dashboards. They probably don't even have the data to produce those dashboards. So if you think about a company that's really just struggling to find the data, you know, the first step really is to kind of stop and go out and pull that information together. Assuming they have that, you know, then they really move into our next stage. They probably have started to use analytics in some basic kind of way. And in truth, many companies really, as you alluded to earlier, Delaney, are actually at that stage. They're companies that probably are doing a couple of things pretty analytically. After all, lots of people have access to Excel and spreadsheets. So there's certainly a lot of people using and manipulating data, but they're not necessarily doing that in a way that helps create any business value. What we start to see in the next stage of localized analytics are companies who start to pull off some of the low-hanging fruit and do small kind of functional applications that demonstrate and prove their worth as they go. And really, for most companies, that's the way to start to build up some analytical capabilities.
Now let's look at the other end of the spectrum for a minute. One commonality of the best analytical competitors is the close alignment of business and an IT. What does an IT business conversation look like in these companies, and what are they talking about that's different from the from their competitors?
Well, excellent point, because there's a huge diversity in the way CIOs approach analytics in their organization. I think at the companies that truly compete on analytics, the CIO has a very high-profile role, sometimes actually as the business owner of the analytical capability in the organization. In many of the other organizations, you think of Tim Stanley, for example, at Harrah's, or the CIO at Capital One, their role really is to be a change agent. They help introduce some of these concepts and connect them to the firm's value proposition. And of course, another obvious thing that they do is they're responsible for building the overall business intelligence architecture as an element of the overall IT architecture to make sure that the organization has the right tools and infrastructure that's going to enable analytical competition.
It's interesting you mentioned business intelligence. You've dedicated an entire chapter to the architecture of business intelligence. And you say that one of the signposts of an effective IT organization is that managers never argue over whose numbers are accurate. Could you give us some insight into how analytical competitors use BI and how it differs from companies that compete in other ways?
Well, you know, one of the things that was, I think, somewhat surprising to us as we were researching this book was just to what extent business intelligence was really viewed as an enterprise-wide capability and an enterprise-wide resource amongst companies that truly did compete on analytics. That's not true for companies typically that are earlier stages in their development. Typically, as you may know, business intelligence often develops as a result of an initiative, often outside the IT organization. So it may come from the controller's office or from the CFO. Or from somebody in marketing who has a very specific kind of analytical project in mind. But as companies develop analytics more broadly across the business enterprise, as they start to view it more strategically, they realize there's synergies across all of these different processes. In fact, some people have almost defined it akin to an analytical meta-process that overlays across all their other business processes. And so an effective way to address all of those concerns, you really do need to take more of an enterprise-wide approach to building your business intelligence architecture.
Right. Well, competing on analytics, the new science of winning, certainly a compelling read and almost a call to action. Jeannie Harrah, thank you for speaking with us today.
Well, thank you very much, Molly. It's been a pleasure.
Got perspective? Cognos Performance Perspectives is the Cognos e-newsletter for business intelligence, enterprise planning, and performance management. It's your source for exclusive interviews, insights, and opinion on industry trends. It's a perspective unique to Cognos, one we think you'll enjoy. Get the newsletter and get a new perspective. Subscribe now at cognos.com/newsletter.
Interviews, insights, and opinions on performance management. You're listening to BI Radio.